Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simin Shin Chaf. We are we're still in Si'if Aleph. We just started Simin Shin Chaf last time. So to review, the Mechaber had divided all Peros into three different categories as far as Schita is concerned. He had told us that Zesim Va'anavim, to squeeze grapes and olives, is Aser, and even the juice that comes out of it on its own is going to be Aser, even if the Zesim and grapes, the olives and grapes, were meant to be eaten. And then category two was tutim v'rimonim, was strawberries and pomegranates, where you're not allowed to do the schita, but juice that comes out from them might be mutter if they were omid la'achila. If it was omid la'mashka, then it's going to be aser. And then all other peros, it's even mutter to be sochet. So comes along the Rama. Now we're doing page kuf mem dalid amud aleph. Says the Rama, ubemakom shenagu lischot eza peros lishos meimav machmas sama otanug, that in a place where the minig is to squeeze certain peros to drink the juices that come out of it when you're thirsty, or just because you enjoy it, dino ketutim v'rimonim, that has a din of category two. That has the same din as category two. Avalim nagu l'sachta l'rufu levad ein lachush. But if you if people only squeeze it because they use that juice for something that's refuah related, so then we're not going to be choshish that that's even like tutim v'rimonim. That would be in category three. Let's see the mishabura ches and tes. So says mishabura sivkat and ches. B'makom shenagu mashma deba'osu makom masur b'shar makom. The implication is, in a place where they're noeg to juice certain things, in that place it's going to be aser to juice those things. But in other places where they don't have that minug, it's going to be mutter. Achim derech la'olicha mashka shel peros mimakom l'makom, aser b'chala olam. But if they export that item, then it's going to be aser everywhere. V'kol zehu l'das ha-ramah. That's according to the Ramah. Avla Magen Avram herech b'nin zeh u'maskan asum. Magen Avram, however, has a lot to say about this, and he draws the conclusion, de'imno delon shebeza makom, that if we know of anywhere that they have the minuk to juice this fruit, and even if the number of people that are involved in juicing this fruit is not that great, it's just people who have a large excess amount of this type of fruit, then it's aser to be sochet this fruit anywhere, regardless of import, export, whatever. If you know that this is a commonly juiced fruit somewhere, nobody is allowed to juice it on Shabbos. And that's what many achronim write, like the Magen Avram. So that's chiddush number one of the Magen Avram against the Ramah. But the Magen Avram says this chumrah, that it's going to be usher to juice fruits, these fruits anywhere, is only in a situation where if other people had as many of this fruit, they also would juice them. But if nobody would, and it's only this one place that does, and it's just strange that they do it, then it's batl daitam. Vayin biralacha mashuk savnu b'zeh. Vahani agosim shakorin barnis peloshen Ashkenaz. I think it means pears. Also the sachtan. You're not allowed to be sochet pears. You're not allowed to juice pears. Maybe they should be dinus Ashkenaz nagul the sachtan the mashka, because there's a place in the world where they'd make pear juice. Ve'afshar shemayil kol olam harbe hoyugamkin sochtan. And maybe if pears were available in more places, they would make pear juice in more places. Avla peros shenidar klal the sachtan b'shom makom. But if you have peros that nobody ever juices anywhere, mutal the sachtan afil the mashka, then you're allowed to juice them even for the sake of the juice, the canal, v'das habach sha'asul ischot shum pri. However, the Bach says you're not allowed to be sochet any pri, alim kabnasa rak lematika pri, avalimei mavaser. Meaning you're only allowed to squeeze juice out of a fruit if you're trying to improve the fruit. But if you're trying to make juice, then it's us no matter what. Because of shekena minag, and the Bach says that that is the minag. Vayin biralach shabiyarnu de medina in lahachmir bezem, lob makam shogal lahachmir ein lahakil. Biralach, he says, I write in biralach that minadin, we don't have to be machmir like that Bach. But if there's a minag to be machmir in a certain place, then you shouldn't be making. And even those places that have a minug to be machmir, not to juice other fruits, not to juice any fruits, that's only when you're juicing it for the sake of of a beverage. But if you're juicing it as a dip for food, then it's going to be mutter to lo mikri mashke b'zeh, because that's not called making a mashke. When it comes to grapes and olives, then even if you're just trying to make an olive dip, you're not allowed to squeeze an olive. So the Mishnah Berurah had said that while the Rama holds that if they juice something in a particular place, it's only usher in that place, but every other place it's going to be mutter. The Magen Avraham is machmir, that if it's normal to juice something in one place, it's usher everywhere. And then the Bach adds an additional chumrah that you're never allowed to juice anything for the sake of its juice. But the Mishnah Berurah says we don't have to be machmir for that additional chumrah of the Bach. Sifkat and test dino ketutim v'rimonim. So we said that if you're doing it for thirst or for enjoyment, so it has a din like tutim v'rimonim. V'tapuchim kayom gam ken dino ketutim v'rimonim. Apples today are like what the Shulchan Aruch puts pomegranates in the category of. Because there are places where they make lots of apple juice. But if they first cook the apples and then they make like an apple sauce out of it, so that's going to be mutter because the ochel is coming along with it. It's not just the juices that are coming out. Now back in the Ramah, this whole discussion is only about squeezing juices out of a fruit. But if you suck the juice out of a fruit, that is mutter. And certainly when it comes to other things as well, meaning if you have something that's not a fruit at all, you just have something that's juicy and you want to suck it in your mouth to suck the juices out, that's going to be mutter. However, there are those that say you're not even allowed to suck the juices out of a grape, dafka when it comes to a grape and an olive, that you shouldn't suck the juices out of it. Sivkat and Yir the Mishnah Berurah, mutl them, so mitam dein derech schita bepiv. That's not called schita when you're sucking it with your mouth. That's not the derech to do schita, and therefore it's not included in the gzera. Even though we're going to say that you're not allowed to suck milk directly out of an animal, even with your mouth, but being yonik from a behema is not a real shinoi, because that's how its own offspring is yonik from it. That's how anyone, I mean, that's the typical way that an animal nurses, that a mammal nurses. But over here, to suck a juice out of a fruit, out of an orange wedge or something like that, they were never goes there. And then certainly when it comes to non-fruits, you put some bread in wine and you suck the wine out of the bread that got absorbed into it, because anyway being sochet such things is not an issur d'oraisa, because that's like pickled vegetables that we'll learn about in Siv Zayin. And therefore, you know, according to this opinion, you're allowed to suck out the juices of strawberries and of pomegranates or of sugar cane or anything like that. So we said that, however, there are those that aser sucking the juice out of grapes. What does that mean? Even other things. This opinion holds that it's no worse than being yonik from a behemoth, which is a shinoi, and the chum still aser it. So the way we're machria between these two opinions is that a grape and an olive you shouldn't hold against your mouth and suck out the juice from the grape and an olive. Anything else, an orange wedge or something like that, no problem. Says Mishmur, very important. Let's say you want to suck the juice out of a grape. So you can't hold the grape by your mouth and suck the juice out, but you can put the grape in your mouth, bite on it, suck all the juices out, and then spit out the peel. That you're allowed to do. That's for sure called derech achila, and that's therefore for sure going to be mutter. So what we learned today is as follows. We had a machlokas between the Rama and the Magen Avram, whether if a particular fruit is juiced in one location, whether it's going to be mutter to juice in all other locations, or whether we say that no, it's only in that location that it's mutter, unless it's exported to other locations. The Bach had added that an additional chumrah, that you're not allowed to be sochet any type of fruit, unless you're only doing it to make the fruit better, but you're not allowed to do any type of fruit in order to make juices out of it. We said we don't go with that chumrah of the Bach. And then we had said that to suck juices out of an orange wedge or something like that, or out of a fruit, we are two deos in Shulchan, in Ramah, whether it's mutter or not. And the way we were machria is that when it comes to zeisim v'anavim, you shouldn't do it, but when it comes to other fruits, you're allowed to suck the juices out. And even when it comes to zeisim v'anavim, if you put it into your mouth and you just chew it and suck the juices out and then spit out the peels, that's for sure derech achila, and therefore that is for sure going to be mutter. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Simen Shin Chav, Se'ifim Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. And probably hey as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.